Hi, this is David Chandler for ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. That's Block spelled B-L-O-C. A few years ago, Gil Franco, who by the way died recently of ALS, approached me and asked if I'd be interested in taking over the Left in America column he was writing in the Tule River Times. He had been writing the column since the mid-1990s and was ready to move on to other things. I was interested. I had plenty to write about, but with a full-time job and other long-term projects underway, I was not in a position to commit to weekly deadlines. Instead, I talked with a few like-minded friends and decided to undertake this project as a group effort. We decided to call our group the Progressive Writers Block, as Block spelled with a C. Actually, working together, we hope to avoid writer's block. We circulate and critique each other's articles and try to turn out a quality product. We also put up a website where we post all our articles, supplemented with links to background information. Besides our articles, it has a list of online news and commentary links to enrich your reading. You can see it at ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. One of the reasons I wanted to do this column is because of the quality of news available in mainstream media has plummeted in the last few decades. The media has been bought up and consolidated into the hands of a tiny group of corporate owners. Some, like Fox, have an overt right-wing agenda. The others merely have a corporate agenda. Their readership or listenership is their product. Their advertisers are their true market. In order to serve compliant consumers to their advertisers, they avoid issues and opinions they judge to be unpopular. There are other sources of news information, but you have to know where to find them. We bring alternative sources to your attention. The media fail to provide critical counterbalance to the government because they're afraid of appearing unpatriotic to their uncritical viewers. No matter that true patriotism demands a vigilant press, that's too subtle for many people, and so they don't risk it. What we hear instead is the official spin from every channel on the dial. When we hear actual news at all, that is. More often than not, we get the most lurid infotainment available in 6-month blocks. Whose life was really enriched by learning the intimate details about O.J., Princess Di, Monica Lewinsky, or Michael Jackson, while the real news goes unreported? There is real danger in not knowing what's going on in the world. We all want to see the U.S. live up to its image as a fair and just country, but to many outside our borders, we are seen as the biggest bully on the block. We know our government caters to the interests of big corporations, who also happen to be big political donors. Domestically, this equates to enhancing the obscene profits of top corporate executives at the expense of workers. In foreign policy, this means supporting tyrannical governments in the name of cheap labor and political stability, regardless of how brutal these governments are to their own people. Take note, we were Saddam's biggest backers through the worst of his misdeeds. We only turned him out when he got in our way. We have the biggest slice of the world's pie, and we intend to keep it, at everyone else's expense, hence terrorism. The reason we are being transformed into a police state is not because terrorism is inevitable, but because as long as we conduct business as usual, terrorism is inevitable, and we intend to conduct business as usual. We hope our column will stimulate your thinking and raise your consciousness. Visit us at ProgressiveWritersBlock.com. Thank you.